With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. International Mall's $40 million application for a commercial and residential complex on Walker's Ruin in Georgetown gets a green light from the Central Planning Authority. The CPA held an extraordinary meeting on May 6th to discuss the matter, which had been before the board three times since September 2024. It was facing 11 public objections, with neighbors citing concerns about the scale of the project. But in its decision, the board said the objectors, quote, did not raise sufficient grounds for refusing permission. The proposal is for a total of 3 two-story commercial buildings and 7 two- and three-story townhouse buildings. There would also be a pool and one-story gym building. You can find the full description at planning.ky. In other news, Enterprise Cayman is inviting founders to apply for its Launch Labs Incubator, a 14-week program designed to help build scalable, investor-ready ventures. Program manager Alyssa Manderson says it's a part of a larger pathway.
The build stage is where we position Launch Labs Studios, giving founders ongoing access to workshops, experts, mentorship, and thoughtful support as they continue developing. And finally, we get to the scale, and that is where we launch our incubator. So the incubator is not just sitting on its own. It's very much part of a broader pathway.
The program in its first year will admit only 20 applicants. Organizers say the incubator is powered by Canadian tech hub DMZ and is open to local and international teams, delivered mostly online with in-person sessions in Grand Cayman starting September 1st. Organizers say the program offers better terms than global alternatives, given neither DMZ nor Enterprise Cayman requires equity shares of the companies of those founded in the program. Enterprise Cayman says the curriculum is split into 4 learning blocks over once weekly evening sessions. Applications, which opened on April 10th, close on June 30th, with the program ending in a private angel investor pitch event for shortlisted teams. There is a $120 application fee, and both organizations have encouraged applicants to lead their applications with why they believe they are the ideal candidate and to also demonstrate product market fit through existing sales traction. Finally, new figures from Ongle & Vokers show just how active Cayman's housing market was in April. The firm snapshot records 1,185 MLS listings, with 65 new properties coming to market and 64 homes sold in the month, up from 58 sales in April 2025. Ongle & Vokers also reports 38 properties pending or under contract and 49 listings where sellers have reduced their asking price. The brokerage says overall volume and value remain at record levels as of March and April 2026, and that serious buyers are still finding and closing deals in that environment. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The future of Lebanon's peace process hangs in the balance after the leader of the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah rejected the terms of a proposed ceasefire agreement. Its leader said there could be no peace while Lebanese villages were being attacked by Israel. The group was excluded from negotiations on the agreement under which it is required to leave southern Lebanon. President Trump has hit out at Congress for passing a resolution to force an end to the Iran war, which was being watched for signs of Republican dissent. He called the measure meaningless. The Russian foreign minister has criticized his US counterpart for saying that neither side in the Ukraine war is willing to make concessions. Sergei Lavrov said President Putin had accepted US proposals on ending hostilities, although analysts say his demands remain maximalist. Dutch police have arrested 4 men as part of an investigation into a ring that drugged and raped women while filming the act. Police say multiple women may have been drugged by someone in their immediate circle. The Democratic Republic of Congo is the latest African country to outline a repatriation program for its citizens from South Africa, where anti-migrant protests have turned deadly. The brother of Spain's prime minister has been giving evidence in his corruption trial. David Sanchez denied influence peddling and misuse of public office. More children have succumbed to measles in Bangladesh, where more than 600 have died in the current outbreak. Over 100 personal items that used to belong to Marilyn Monroe are being auctioned to mark the Hollywood legend's centenary. Among the lots are handwritten letters and personal clothing. BBC News.